It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us to be here by means of radio to share with you the wonderful account of God's love for you and how He proved that love, how He manifested that love by sending His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in our place, shedding His blood so that we might have everlasting life if we ask Him to be our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter number 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by Brother Buster Kinsey. The name of the first song that he's going to sing for us is titled, He Came to Me.
The gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord was so vast, the crossing I could never ford. From where I was to His demand, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where You are. He came to me. Me when I was bound in chains of sin. He came to me when I possessed no hope within. He picked me up and drew me closer to His side, where today in His sweet love I now abide. He came to me.
Came to
me. That's why he died on Calvary, when I could not come to where he was, he came to me. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me.
The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for us. There's a wonderful picture that's found in Luke chapter number 15, starting with verse number 11. And he said, talking about Jesus, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me,' and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swines did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found,' and they began to be merry." Here in this passage of Scripture, we find that the son, once he had had what the father had given him, had gone and wasted it with riotous living and was almost ready to perish. He would have even eaten the husks that were given to the hogs, and yet he came to himself and he said, "I'll go to my father's house, for I remember how well he treats his servants, and I'm no more worthy to be called a son." But you notice here, as he gets up to go to his father, I believe that he was so weak that he could not go all the way to his father's. That is why we find in verse number 20, "But when he was yet a great way off, the father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." It is not that we come to God, but in our weakness, he came to us. He came to us to offer salvation. He came to us by sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place, our substitute. He would die and pay the price for our sins so that we might have everlasting life. My friend, if you do not know about receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation that God has given through the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation that the Lord has made as a free gift to you. My number is 6753. We'd like to invite you to come to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And unless you're providentially hindered where you just can't come till Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we take a look at God's holy word, and we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 11, let's listen to another song by Brother Buster Kinsey. The name of the second song that he's going to sing for us is titled Until Then.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then my heart will go on singing. Until then with joy carry on until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home, the things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. The things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remember there will only bring a smile. But until then carry on until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home. This way toil and struggle may take its toll of misery and strife. The soul of man is like a waiting falcon. When it's released, it is destined for the skies. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on.
Listen to what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse number 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Verse number 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. If we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have a home in heaven by and by. But until then, we have an opportunity, a privilege, and a responsibility to serve the Lord, to be a testimony for Him down here, to share the gospel message of salvation with those that are lost. He said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. That should be the testimony of everyone that knows the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Until then, with joy, I will carry on. That's what God has called us to do. And knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior will give you an opportunity to be a part of the rest that the Lord offers you through salvation and through His perfect will. Listen to this last song by Brother Buster Kinsey. The name of it is The Haven of Rest.
My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of Jesus, I'm safe evermore. I yielded myself to His tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the Word, my fetters fell off, and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest, and say, my beloved is mine. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Jesus Christ gave the invitation for the rest that we need, rest for our soul and rest for our life. Listen to Matthew chapter number 11, verse number 28, as Jesus invites those that are lost, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This salvation rest is offered through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ through his gospel. But if you'll notice, in verse number 29, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus not only tells of a salvation rest in verse number 28, but he also tells of a sanctification rest in verse number 29 and 30. After salvation, we can find rest in his perfect will. Now, this rest that we have in the Lord Jesus in salvation and sanctification is offered by grace through faith. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, and it's all offered by grace through faith. This is what we find in Hebrews chapter number 11. As we take a look at verse number 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." This is a description of faith. We see in verse number 2 where the elders obtained a good report. In verse number 3, we can understand how the worlds came into existence because we read what God gave as an account of creation and we believe it. By faith. By faith, Abel had a testimony for the Lord. By faith, Enoch was translated because he walked with God and pleased the Lord. In verse number 6, we find this, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." This idea about faith given to us in verse number 6, "but without faith it is impossible to please him," references the fact that when we read God's word, we can either believe what God's word teaches, and that's faith, or we can reject what God's word teaches. But by faith we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior through his salvation that he offers to us. And after salvation, living for the Lord is a walk of faith. The just shall live by faith. Verse number 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him." Notice he says here, "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is." Now, the "he is" a reference to the Lord's title that we find in the Old Testament. When God told Moses, when Moses asked him, "Who shall I say has sent me?" And God said, "The I Am sent you." This is God's title. Jesus spoke about the same title as he referred to himself in the New Testament. I am the Good Shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. He said, believe that I am. When we believe that Jesus is the I am, we receive him as personal Savior. But you'll notice also, not only that by faith we receive the Lord as the I am, but also that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, he that cometh to God must believe that he is that salvation, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, that sanctification, that's living in God's will after salvation. He is a rewarder for those that diligently seek him and his will for their lives after salvation. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It is the I am that brings us to God. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord as your personal Savior, don't be satisfied with just being saved. God has called you to seek his will. He has called you to be a testimony for himself. And as you follow his will, as you live for him, there's the promise of rewards that will be given when we reach the judgment seat of Christ, when those that are saved are judged for how they live for the Lord after salvation. But my friend, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, I want to remind you that there's nothing you can do in your flesh to garner God's acceptance. There's nothing you can do to work your way to heaven. Jesus did all the work to bring salvation to you so that you could receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's nothing that you can do to merit salvation because Christ has already done the work. What you need to do is come to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. Confess that you're a sinner and repent of your sins and ask Jesus to save you. My friend, if I can be a help to you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, it's time, my friend, it's Tabernacle Time.